really good things. And I think the open letter from the, you know, from the owner was Gilbert was very similar to what Izzo did after that crazy comment by Hart, where he kind of went after the little midget, if you remember, put his hand there. It was to make the people really feel good. Now, I might question what he did. On the other hand, I can understand a hurt, wounded community needed somebody to come out and say, this guy played Benedict Arnold. You know, it's like I hadn't thought of that analogy. It's a very interesting, good, it's actually not a bad one if you really look at it. I mean, here he is portraying, and the way he did it, because Arnold did the same kind of a thing, just kind of disappeared. And here we have, you know, we have, in this case, LeBron just in the height, in my opinion, narcissism, having this giant ESPN event, and then breaks the heart of the team and says he's going to, you know, Miami. And listen, hey, Miami doesn't need him. They'll like having him. He'll be a star. He may win a bunch of national championships. But I guarantee you an NBA championship in Miami is not going to be the same as the love and caring that he has in Cleveland.
And let's talk about Miami for a little bit, because you're talking about a team that is Dwayne Wade's team. It's not LeBron James's team.
Right.
And so do you, in your opinion, do you think LeBron James knew what he was doing with wanting to be a secondary type of player from an image point of view, or do you think he made a mistake by doing this, and he thinks he's going to be able to overtake Dwayne Wade as the primary player?
See, that's an interesting question. LeBron James is an amazing athlete, but when you take Wade, he's already a beloved character. He's a very likable fellow.
And he's killed himself for that team for the past couple of years, and so I can't see LeBron James becoming a bigger icon than him there.
Well, I don't think he will do that, and I think that LeBron James may be apt to make statements that might turn, you know, people off. But if you really follow the, you know, Miami media, people in Miami, they're going to like having them there. They're going to be happy, but they also don't like a loser. You know, it took a while for the Lakers to gel back when Wilt Chamberlain joined Elgin Baylor and Jerry West. In fact, Elgin Baylor even retired, if you remember.
Right.
And it changed the whole game. So it'll be interesting to see if these three can play together. They have played together before.
Right.
But I do really feel that Wade, you know, he ironically has been to the Heat what LeBron James was in Cleveland. So it's going to be interesting, you know, to watch.
Sure.
But let's not underestimate the astounding talent of LeBron James. Let's just see. But let's watch, let's say, in some playoff game.
See what happens.
Yeah.
John, I have to ask you before we let you go about Dan Gilbert's tirade and the open letter, and where he accuses LeBron James of being a traitor, and then in a follow-up interview with the Associated Press points to 5 games where he thought he quit. Psychologically, is he carrying the water for the entire Cleveland community here, or is this just a self-destructive loss of poise that's going to come back to haunt him?
First of all, I don't think anybody can come back to haunt him, because he lives in a town where everybody's going to, you know, it's kind of like Rich Rod in, you know, in West Virginia.
But in terms of other players, they look at this and they say, wow, look at this psycho.
Well, they may think that, but I don't know if he's really had that reputation before. He wants to win. I think he went too far. I mean, if you're going to ask me that, and it could lead to that kind of an effect. I'm not sure. Well, I think this is such an astounding, amazing, unique event. I don't want to say a 9/11, but it was such an amazing way this is done. I've never seen anything done in the dark or the way this whole thing was done. That I think he may be able to get away with that. If he did that, kind of like when the Lions, you know, got rid of Alex Karras so many years ago. I mean, there are things that could give an image in terms of you're not going to be supportive of your players. But I think that community is so wounded that that's how he reacted. But let's not underestimate that he probably lost $100 million in the value of that franchise.
Yeah, exactly. It isn't just the price of the LeBron James fatheads that's been devalued today.
I think he went too far. I also believe that he did it really trying to protect the ego of the community. I hope he did it more for the community and the people than he did, for himself.
You think it's calculated? You think he did it on purpose? You don't think he did it just because he had a bad night and just said some things he shouldn't have said?
I don't think you become a billionaire generally. And he had a lot of time to prepare for this. I think that this was, I don't think it was just a megalomaniacal reaction. I think he, personally, and again, I don't know the man, I would tend to think he analyzed the situation, he saw the hurt in the community, he looked at the way LeBron, put the knife in the back, not since Caesar and Brutus, if you will, is probably how he sees it, and a lot of people see it, that basically he calculated, went forward, and it's just possible he did believe LeBron was not really trying. Now, that may be going a little too far, but on the other hand, that there have been some, whispers over time. I don't know if he may have gone way too far on that, but I think he expressed what a lot of community sentiment was. So we'll have to wait and see. And Jack's bigger question, will that stop players from coming there? It's possible. I just think this is such a huge event. I think it would be an asterisk to a player looking at it, in my opinion.
Right. John, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend, and that's going to give you one more thing to do when you head down to South Florida. And we will talk with you Tuesday afternoon.
You're a champion, buddy. I will be there next weekend, so we'll see what happens.
Great. You can report down there from all the parties. All right. We will be back with much, much more, and we have a couple minutes. We might take one or two more open line calls before we get to Phil Steele, and we have a couple questions for him. We might take one more. We'll be right back. Jack Ebling, Dave Benton, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.